no. That's how desperate the need is.
Finish with this one?
Yes. Nope.
Puddings.
Well, that's nice, you know. Something to scare out, what are you, what am I now? Well, wait for that. It's still looking nice. The broom.
The broom, yes, the different colored broom.
Oh, for the back, yes.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have to have a trip to St. Ishmael's for that.
Probably. Where else would we go, other than that, they're all expensive.
Well, what I do like about St. Ishmael's is the way it's laid out.
It's laid out, the plants look healthy and they're kept in healthy conditions, I mean. To me, that Dingle place.
I wasn't very struck.
I wasn't at all struck, no.
No, I wasn't.
Weeds growing amongst the plants and selling, yeah, messy. But it wasn't just the messiness, I don't mind that.
No.
They weren't looked after.
Because it was difficult to find the things that you want. Oh, I don't know, it was just, it didn't appeal to me.
No.
But I remember when we got the original broom that we've got in the garden now, the golden one.
Yeah, where did we get that?
We got that at St.
Did they have? Yeah, oh, yeah.
And they're sort of like, you know what, it gives you a picture of what you're buying.
Oh yes, with most of the plants.
Yes, because I want to get the particular one I want to go next to the...
Well, obviously, yeah.
You know, for the effect
and the colour contrast, yeah.
I want to know the height. I think it'll look nice, though.
It should look quite attractive. It might be a bit of a job keeping them separate, only it's a bit bigger, wasn't it? So going
don't
into
think
one
so.
Right?
It doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's all right. Good.
Because, I mean, they don't sort of grow out, they grow up, don't they?
Yeah, they do grow out a bit too. I mean, they want it to
be seven. Yes, I know, but not enough. It wouldn't really matter if that, a little bit of it.
No, that's the idea. I suppose so, yeah.
See, you know, this last Gardener's.
Gardener's World?
Gardener's World.
I haven't really looked at it now. I've glanced very briefly at it.
Where it had a broom garden?
No, I don't see that.
Let's have a look, see if I can find it. It's very effective. And I thought...
So it's excellent photography now, you know.
I know.
Mark your mouse and what it does, please.
There's a criminal of Hancock.
There's a what?
That's what they call a drumstick now.
I'm not a drumstick. Not that thing. Is there any weather around there? Wait until Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. You know where I've put, you know, down the bottom end of the garden, the last little bit of digging to shape the garden where the grass is. I said I was going to put the sweet peas.
The left or the right?
No, there's the bottom there by the aperture.
Do you know where the dafts are going?
Yes, but on the side.
Oh, there you mean,
well,
not the bottom on the side.
Well, I've just dug there. Okay. And I said I'd put sweet peas.
Yeah.
I was wondering whether to put some lucian. Because I've got some.
Haven't we got some of this out towards this end?
Perhaps yes, I've got loads in these big containers.
Oh, I see.
I'm just stumped where to put them. I don't want to keep them in containers.
It is an evergreen, there's no filter thing.
Lucian?
No.
Most of the ones that we've brought seem to have
survived,
which I'm glad. I should got some nice ones. And then those that Karen brought us, they were
Yeah,
nice.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got some lovely ones.
Mhm.
Well, I thought they'd be protected by the hedge.
Yeah. Mm.
Won't have much room for sweet peas though, will it? I don't know though, they grow up behind, don't they?
Are they Iescas or what are they?
The only problem being
Are they
crossing
going
the
to
hedge.
be, pardon?
Only problem
Yeah,
being crossing the hedge.
cutting the hedge? Oh yeah.
But
But often do you have to cut that sort of hedge though?
Not a lot,
Not
really.
like privet, no. Mm.
Gutted goodbye. I can't, I remember Carolyn bringing that, you know that little the wind flower, the little anemone.
No.
But we didn't know what it was at the
I,
time.
all I can remember, going to be honest, is a load of plants coming.
Yes, well,
But I can't remember which.
I remember that in a little pot, I remember, you know they were labelled, she put the
Oh yes, she did
Well, I'm
label
sure
that.
I remember the anemone blanda.
Mm, that was beautiful. Oh I see, you
And
visual
I
reference.
think I planted it
Yeah.
and nothing, it didn't seem to survive.
Mm.
And I was reading about the conditions, maybe with putting fertilizer on and, you know,
Mhm.
hoeing the garden.
Mm.
I think it's got spread about and it's come up right, it's all over, flipping
Ah.
flat.
Well, good
Looks
old.
quite pretty now, but it could be quite invasive.
Well, Yankee that was, I wonder.
Yeah, true.
Mm. I've come across a bit of architrave, by the way. Quite a, well,
Yeah.
way away from garden. Architrave with a varnish on. So I can use that as an experimental piece.
Where?
I couldn't, gosh, yes, that's, come to think of it, it's the one in the hall. The doorway I picked up.
Oh, of
Yeah.
course, I keep forgetting about the
Yep,
doorway, but
that's
it will
right.
be around.
Some of it needs to be architrave from there.
Yes.
It's exactly the same varnish stain, is it?
Is it?
So I can muck about on that piece before I tackle it in here. Mm. That's those stripping bits.
Oh, so you mean
Without
to just
staining it, without
sort of,
distorting it, huh?
that's true. To see if what colour we can get that we like and
Yeah,
stuff like that.
yeah. First of all, what's the best stripping medium? Where it's going to be gentle heat, where it's going to be varnish stripper, paint stripper, what the hell? And then see the.
Do you have to strip it?
If we want to change the colour, unless we're going to use a varnish stain as such, the stain pretend it looks a bit crummy, that stuff else.
So it's. Oh, I don't know. It's a big
So you look
area.
at, pardon?
It's a big area to strip. Why wouldn't
Well,
it
there's only
be?
what, architrave, the arch there, this side, that
Well,
side,
I
and
mean,
that
if you
one
had
there.
it sort of darker, wouldn't it stain darker slightly?
Well, as I say, you can't stain varnished wood, mate.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a varnish stain on it, varnish stain, as you say. In this particular light now, I can see it. As you put on thick blobs and it's run down.
I know, it's terrible,
Mm,
isn't it?
so it won't be just a surface, thin surface film, you know.
Didn't think that was a professional job,
Oh,
did
what was it? I mean, I don't know.
But, well, originally, what would they have done with it when it was
Oh, no, don't be from square one. It probably would be varnished from square one, but that's not the original varnish.
built? No. Oh,
Daft
it's
damage
shocking
indeed.
now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really our bog door, it's the same colour as next door's. Or was, I should say.
Is
The
it?
same yucky blue, yes, underneath.
Is it?
Hmm, so, if you look at the next time in look, where the handle was, look where the blue showed. And that was the original colour.
Do you think that was what they did originally?
Yeah, original colour, yeah.
Going back and scrap
Mm,
paper as well. I wonder who that drew, didn't it matter?
It might, of course, been a more acceptable the way it's put on, because
Do you
hedge.
remember that flat that Lil and Nelfoot went
Oh,
into?
flipping.
Before they.
Oh, down here, mate.
No.
Where?
There's not been any
Oh,
flat
up at Prestwich.
Yet.
Yes, yeah, the Jewish place, yeah.
Well, when. Yes, when
Mm.
they rented, when they
Yep,
sold theirs and they were waiting for
yep.
the house that
Unfortunately,
we had to
down
be finished.
there. Yep.
Well, that was all blue, do you remember?
No.
Because
I only went once.
When I went to see Lil,
yeah.
I spent the day with her,
yeah.
And I hadn't seen the flat before, and the first thing she said to me was, wherever you look in here, it's blue, and it was too.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
I
you mean the paintwork
was blue? Yes, paint, decorations, everything.
Well, because it was like three doors, wasn't it?
Well, not exactly everything, but as you got, once you got in the flat, you got an overall picture of blue. Everywhere you look was blue.
Sure.
I found blue a depressing
color.
Well,
it's
nice
to be, isn't it?
Blue
for depression, red for excitement. And
yes, but
what's the calming colour for?
For decorations in our
really?
Home, I don't like blue.
No.
And yet your Nick is gone for blue.
Well, it's a change from black that Ronnie had, anyway.
Well, yeah, they've got the black
version. They've got the black version, of course, yes.
That's
true.
Some of it looks nice, but I don't like it at all.
Well, it'll die the death eventually, won't it? I mean, the strip pine stuff like that looks really awful.
Yes, well,
I
think it's overdone.
Of course it's overdone.
I like a bit.
And then cheap, half of it. It is cheap. But no, it isn't cheap. No, it's not. Cheaper than us, we think, so. No, except for the clipping.
It's a bit glaring to me, I find it, so it's not as mellow as I like.
No, it's not. It's yellowish. It's usually crummy wood, badly assembled.
Well, it depends how much you're going to pay for your
furniture. Well, I'll be the one at the window, is that thing? What is it? It's rubbish, that thing.
Is it?
It's rubbish. Absolute rubbish. It really
it's
is, because they moved it out when we went on occasion, because was the carpet wet or something? I don't know. They moved it out for some particular reason, so I had occasion to look at it more closely.
Oh.
I thought, looking at it before, I thought, Anyway, drew my attention to it. And I thought, good God, might be fashionable, but too. Incidentally, I wasn't far out with the age of our friend across the road, was I?
No.
So before, I thought he was out.
No.
A bit like Eric's place in a way.
Oh, never.
Well,
no.
Yes. Nothing that's a pun.
Oh,
Eric,
yeah,
that one.
Yes, still going.
Oh, probably.
Probably.
Floating in this beer every afternoon.
It's a funny old
state,
isn't it?
Hmm. Well, probably got his jargon waffling on it in the Royal Oak of it. Giving the impression of it. Can't see our friend, what was his name, the chap that bought it, I guess? The probationer. I can't see him getting very chummy with Eric, can you?
No.
Yeah.
No, Eric getting chummy with.
No. Well, he'd try initially, he'd try.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a soft touch, if nothing else. He was meant very well, though. I love the way it could help you, a simple soul, didn't it? Simple soul.
No.
Simple soul.
No.
He used to swear blind, so his mother sat at the end of the bed.
He
panicked it. Yeah. He'd seen that his mother sat at the end of the bed ages after she was dead, didn't he? Oh dear. Yeah. He was quite genuine, he wasn't. I think that was when his auntie died, he'd seen his mother.
When his auntie died?
Hmm. Oh, no, yes, oh, yes.
You can see it's auntie as well,
didn't you? No, I don't think so. I don't know, I'm sure about it. I never mentioned it. But.
I don't remember his mother.
Of course, it's very hazy, but I could be confusing it her with one of the other relatives. I
think she was ill when.
Was she short, dumpy, podgy, something?
I don't remember.
Well, alright, what did Auntie look like? You know, the thing, the right side, didn't you?
What did?
Auntie, the right.
Oh, Auntie was only small, about the same size as Nan, really.
Yeah. So it could have been an Auntie and Mother, I don't know. I wonder if John and.
Liz.
Liz,
well, we thought they had last time we went,
didn't we? Yes, I think we remember that, but whether they'd
actually moved or not, I don't know. I wonder what happened to the stool.
Which stool?
The, do you remember who was going to put the letter down? No, I don't know. It was the stool that Robin made.
Oh, the tall stool that Robin made, yes.
Yes, and Robin, and John and Liz were hanging on to it and took the.
A state of chaos then, though, wasn't it?
Well,
yeah.
No one likes to move away. I'm not moving again, that's after.
Oh, God, no. Never again. Well, we do away till the 60 years, isn't it? Age group, finance, desire to move, a variety of reasons, how permanently regarded as present half in the first place, you know.
I mean, like in Jill's case, Jill and Steve.
Yes, that always struck me as
it's
hard.
It's
yeah.
A big up people every few years, isn't it? You have to do it with your job.
Yep.
It's worse when you've got children to cope with as well.
That's an obvious school problem too, the kids.
I don't think it's the problem, moving them back from school to school, do
they? That can't be. Well, I don't know about that anymore. Some schools would be a good idea to get them away from it.
No.
And some areas, actually, if they're in Withenshaw. Very desirable to move away from there, wouldn't it?
That's true.
Apparently, it would be no bad thing to move away from where they are now. I mean, well, they're going to have problems wherever they go, but on a different estate, different type of estate, they wouldn't have as many problems, would they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Not as many.
How to get rid of the cat,
Scratty. No, another idea, was it?
No, it's not my idea.
No.
You can get pellets of lime dung.
Oh, oh yes. Don't you remember? Somebody got those question
time,
didn't they?
Get it in pellets.
Well, neither did I. But yes.
Although inoffensive to people, cats dislike the scent.
Oh,
the
strange, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Materials cause no ill effects to plants, soil, or your own pets.
How much should the pallet have? Selected lines, obviously.
Oh,
hang
on, yes, it does.
Lined
on pallets come in a handy sealed plastic pack inside a box with instructions. 1 kilogram contents are enough for about 30 metres.
Good
square
God!
Metres, I know, and will last for roughly 3 months. In average weather, oh gee whiz,
<There you go.
laughs> a bit potent. Price per bag is £8 Well, it's a pound for a dog, or
They're going to be
£8
pounds on the
and
dollar, isn't
something
it?
about dollars, though.
Open container with care. Stand back. No, it would. I wouldn't necessarily phone it.
No, it says it's 50 cents
offensive to people. Take two ways. I'm going to get up and bite you. Is it broom?
Yeah,
oh yes. The name of that particular species is in there. What do you want? The colour or something.
I can't remember what it said.
Well, it wanted to be in the other one, catalogue.
Yeah, I think it was in this one.
Oh, I seem to have it in there, isn't it? The one for up north. Oh yes, you're free to gift it.
Free
gift? Oh yes, it'll arrive now.
I can't send
it
when is it
goes
into the centre.
Oh,
it's not long.
Not for that sort of thing now. They probably have them printed to order, if they get 500. You print a certain number of 500,000, a certain number, really. Not worth looking on the box of the news because it's really nothing here.
We'll find it.
No doubt you will eventually.
Roll houses,
I'm sorry, these?
Roll, what they call a roll house.
What on earth is a roll
it's
house?
It's a kind of a mini greenhouse, adjusted greenhouses and frames. Prices.
Oh, no.
Take your breath away. Tiny little thing up the size of a tomato house.
Yeah. Well, they're a bit like these Victorian wheelbarrows and things, aren't they? You know, solid, whatever it might be. And how much were they? About 75 quid or something stupid like that. Not as good as they are. What are they? Lot of weight in themselves. Probably go rotten eventually. Mm. Oh, they're trendy. Oh. Suppose it's the usual afternoon run from the hours, isn't it? Usual afternoon, well, till the hours.
Yeah,
I suppose I'm over here. Right. Am I not supposed to be going somewhere tomorrow, too? To inquire about something?
Oh, I know what I meant to ask.
Ah,
when we go,
that's
right. No, we haven't said anything about it before because I'm
about
it, but
when
I was reading the
prophecy,
it might be while I'm in
the estate agents. I think their office is near the near Iceland.
Well, there's two houses here. Oh, it might be an idea. Although I wouldn't mind going in
and having a look.
Usually
the
sun will come out of
Leo
sometime to get home.
Yeah.
So let's get up early as soon as we can.
Well, we do, don't we?
I want to go in boots anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So So where is
it? Well, I'm not... Is the address there? The half a bridge. I think it's on Fire Street. Don't check. Give it a try. What
have you got?
Yes, I'll have a number and I'll test pretty well. I'm pretty sure where it's so. Going into, God, rather going up High Street into Hartford from the Freeman's Way, you know, it's this side of Iceland on the right.
Oh, it's near Iceland.
Yeah, I forgot to
say that last weekend. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, register. Well, there's these two here. There could be some more. And it'll soften the blow
for
you.
There's no price on that, I
presume. No, that's just the thing. It's a stupid habit not putting the price on. People must lose sales for that.
Well, it's possibly the request of the vendor.
I know they do, but what I'm saying is a lot of people, if they're alright, if you want it, you're interested, you'll find out.
Could
fair dues, but not everybody will bother like that.
Oh, no.
You do tend to skip by if there's another one that you don't
want. Oh, I won't bother that because that'll be too expensive or whatever, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, I do think
you can
lose it. I don't see the point because you can pick up the phone and find out if you want anyway, so it's just silly.
Where are those two?
Johnston.
Oh, St Peter's Road.
It doesn't say. I don't think so. It's St Peter's Road and we have two bedrooms sometimes.
Yeah. Are you sure that isn't? I think they were agents as well, the one around the corner, in Crumble.
There's one that does look like the one on the Peter's Road. But it's accommodation, three bedrooms. Well, I'm sure they were one used.
Hello.
Look.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
I think
that's
it. Yep.
No, that's not the. Unless it's another handling agent, because that's not the photograph.
Well, they won't change the bedrooms, will they? One's got
two. Oh, I don't know. Don't know.
Unless it's a misprint.
Well, misconstruction of the use of a room, more like, isn't it? There's another window. Can't see those definitely. Most attractive detached bungalow, blah 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 blah. Could be, I don't think it is that one. I don't think that's the one on St Peter's.
Yeah.
No.
It's a similar shape. Did it have two chimneys?
Yep, it did.
Get a few.
It's not in this week then, that one?
No, it doesn't seem to be. At least I didn't see it. Unless I missed it.
Yeah, it's possible. Ouch. This other one in Johnson, I think, is fairly pricey, I think.
The
white one.
I'm feeling it
quickly. 18-foot lounge jump. Three good side views.
Well, isn't it large
stroke
dining room?
Fitted
kitchen dining room. You know that little row of cottages by the Windsor?
I can't visualise that from the buildings, no. No. Oh, some falling to pieces type one or two of them, are they? I can remember one quite clearly, absolutely. Dog rotten.
Oh, was
friends.
That this end one that Josie was talking about today?
Cottage?
Well, not cottage, terrace.
Oh. Vaguely.
Mm.
an offer at the block for the auction for them. Mm-hmm. 13, I think she said it was 16. I'm sure it was 13 actually. 13, maybe.
She said it was nice.
Hmm. It can't be much for 16.
No, we really
not today, completely. No. It may be, of course, it's not an option because they can't get a mortgage on it. Maybe too bad for the mortgage. It could be. Hmm.
You know, when we were looking originally.
Down here?
No, before we came to down here.
Ah.
When we were
North Wales?
Looking in North Wales.
Yes.
In
oh, yes.
Why people were buying? Because the house
room
was on there, wasn't it?
Oh, buying and
seeing.
You just have to be a fool for people to buy property unseen. You know, it's ridiculous. Well, the price is
ridiculous. That's a big enough
folk. You just really think about it. They're actually following estate agents when they learned how to value property.
Oh, no.
Sheesh. Now we. What a difference. I find it a bit hard to believe what Wendy said about being the boom's coming back, not the boom, but picking up.
I'm not so sure, Larry.
I don't know.
Well, look, Carolyn's had three. Look, three potential. There's only one term. I think that's rotten. If you make an appointment, you should generally go and see it, or at least pick the phone up and say.
Even if a lot of flung away.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let them know you're not going.
Yeah,
worrying
it's,
or annoying.
It's not fair.
Hmm. No. Don't forget that girl in that bungalow we saw. Was it the Meandering Pathways one?
No.
The
yellow
radio. The yellow radio, that's right. My good dog called her.
Oh. Okay.
I couldn't help but feel sorry for her. She was kind of that girl,
wasn't
she?
Wasn't
oh, yes. Yeah.
Wasn't.
Hmm. She knew damn well we weren't interested, didn't she? She must have done. She was half apologetic.
Well, she sold it, I suppose she did.
I'm sure she must have done eventually. Her husband was a teacher, a lecturer, a detective, wasn't he?
No, we saw some
shrouds,
didn't we?
Not what we saw, was it, in the real? He walked in the front door, he walked out of the back door.
Yeah, from the outskirts, if everyone wants to live in.
Oh, well, exactly, yeah.
No, thank you.
Stop. It wasn't the way we had one too lucky escapes, though, didn't we?
We did.
We're not buying it there.
Well, not really, we just wouldn't have even entertained.
Well, I certainly wouldn't, I know somebody else would get a bit fed up with it.
Oh, well, how
did you look? You certainly travel around, didn't you?
Yes, we
in
do.
In areas, you know. Mm. Fox and Marvel.
Actually, some of the areas on the outskirts of Prestatton were quite nice before you got actually into Prestatton. You know,
not bad, not
but,
bad.
But, not
to begin to compare it down here, I don't think, now. You saw the north of England feel that, isn't it?
Mm.
You know. Mm. There's a big improvement on Manchester, fair enough, but and access, of course. Really
when you come to think of some of the houses there in Wythenshawe, where Carolyn is now, there's some really nice houses.
All the properties themselves, isn't it? Oh, yes, indeed.
Exactly.
Yep.
The property to them.
The comical thing is, one of the comical things is, there's quite a lot of money going into some of this corporation, actually, isn't there?
Oh, I know. Well, Carolyn and Kenneth, they've bought theirs, they've made it beautiful, it really is.
Yeah, but about the income going into the house.
Yes, but I mean, when families grow up and children start going to work. And as Carolyn was saying, theirs, while the family were at home, it was a bit cramped.
Yeah.
But when they, now they're all.
No, they don't need
a big place.
No. More spaces in carving,
You wonder
decorative
where
space.
to put everything, don't you, at first, when you've got everything, all the family there.
Well,
Storing
that,
this and that, and oh,
Oh.
Lord.
Jumping about now, but I wish we'd hear from Robin. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Sorry about that. I've left him out.
Well, it is somebody's birthday. I tell you, talking about birthdays, I must get a card. It's Ken's birthday, it's on 25th.
Hang on, which Ken? Big
Big
Ken?
Ken.
Oh,
Not
is it?
little Ken, his
Oh, he's just
birthday's
here.
near Christmas, I think.
When is his birthday?
25th of this month.
Is he really? Yeah. And how old is he?
46.
Poor old codger.
46 of this year.
Is that, is it?
Just not like growing up, do we,
Well,
any
I
of
don't think
us?
anybody does. I mean,
No
it's silly
way.
to not, you know.
It's not much good, you can't do much about it,
I mean,
can
Percy across the road. I wonder if anybody's in those 74 if you know what it is.
Yeah, it's usually women that don't want to
Well,
know.
exactly, I was quite surprised. For a farmer, too, ex-farmer, she said, yes. My God, he's got some stuff in there, hasn't he?
Tell you what tickled me when years and years ago when Alec was alive, remember old Alec?
Oh, I can't forget Alec, go on.
I went into the stores and there he was boasting about his age. And
oh, yeah, 105 was about here.
And she said he was
Did he?
No, not as old as that, but he was getting on.
Hmm.
I mean, he looked every bit, he looked
Yeah,
not
it's kind of a good thing with that. He looked older than he was. He looked older than he was, yeah.
Oh dear.
Let me guess how old I am.
I know. When I
Jesus.
I'm getting older. I won't go boasting about it, but I know I'll look every inch of what I am. You
I
might
know,
as well grow up gracefully and accept it, man.
Yeah. Boy, you're graceful, not on the matter. You tried to be.
You used to tickle me, Alec.
Tell him fished him out and plenty of handlebars of his bike. Handlebars of his sleeve in there. He did, I don't know. He put his leg through the crossbar. I do not know.
Just goes to show what
moves
can do.
Well, we know that he is. He's a sitting target for Mike, though, isn't he? That's the truth. She probably is.
Well, did she not have much of a life, had she?
Not to the later years, certainly not.
Well, she wasn't very old when she started with this.
What age was she then?
Well, David was only small.
Was he? Oh, I thought he was at school, you know, bigger boy at school.
No, when she first started, David was only a toddler.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Well, he was preschool, maybe not just a toddler, but he was preschool. It's funny, isn't it, how a child is motivated into it? I mean, he said he would be a doctor when his mummy left
him
years ago when she first started. And you see, he finished up being just that.
Well, that was incidental. If he was got any, he could make it, but all that the way around.
Well, he said that when I grow up, Mummy, I'm going to be a doctor and I'll make you better. I thought
that
that was lovely.
Yeah, yes. Paint and stuff costs.
I'm sick of being painted. I don't know about you.
I'm doing it outside tomorrow, definitely. No, the weather permitting.
Burning paint, plaster and cement, rough. And Artex.
Yeah,
I don't know
what,
in which
a
order.
A lot more paint you have to burn. Good grief. It's a worthwhile job, though, isn't it?
Oh, well, we need to do it.
Unfortunately,
the job
yes.
I'm not looking forward to is doing down
See that bog door, had it been applied well at the paint, I would have just rubbed it down. It would have been like our door, existing door. We would have still rubbing down, flapping down and then the others.
Well, you would say our existing door then.
No, I don't like it, I would not. To repair it. Yes, some sort then. No wonder.
You wonder what?
Well, work's been hacked about.
Yeah.
I'll see if those handles will cover that hacking about. Might.
Well, what about the edge?
Well, that I would have to fill, of course, obviously, yeah. But that's not too bad. Oh, no, no, no. Pardon?
Well, what's the point? It's a bad door, isn't it?
Well, the rest of the doors are too bad, isn't it? I'll have a look tomorrow. No, the leading edge I can fill in all right. To
what
take
with?
The variety of things. Finish up in timber. Yeah, but reinstate the lock in there. Well, the yes, I'm not. It might.
About it.
No.
I'm just thinking of all the hacking about it. It seems rather extensive to me.
It may have gone too far. They may have bashed away too much.
I think they have.
We'll see.
What will you do with the other side?
Which other side?
The where it fits in.
Hang on, no, hang on, the other side.
The door jamb itself.
Oh, well, we're going to do something with that anyway, haven't I?
We have to replace that.
No. Cut the bad stuff out and put some new timber in and shape it to fit the existing door casing out the trailer.
And won't it show?
It won't scream anyway. I mean, sure, to replace an old door casing, which I'm not going to do. Yeah. Yes, there you go. I'd forgotten just saying it was the edge that made the wardrobe. Made the wardrobe.
The ants, I thought it was this other
bit. No, quite legit, it was the ants. Because I think she all. This is before she said to me that perhaps I'll find a little bit of hillbilly. Then the. Perhaps I'll hillbilly to live. Or perhaps when they're back in the States, the hill there, something like that, I don't know. Or the rough sawn timber, that's true.
So, I mean, when you get splinters out of it, that's going
yes,
a bit too far,
yes.
Isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, yes. And that's when you're being careful.
You've got to put in your clothes next to things, haven't you?
Yeah.
Anything delicate.
So anyway, what does my interest with them? If any. Has Mike and Dawn made for this summer?
How do you know?
Well, wasn't Dawn thinking about we're definitely going to go to France this year or something?
Oh,
well, this is a
when was that?
When we were here, I think.
Oh.
Of course, yes. Obviously. You know. Mike has to inform the company, obviously, if they're taking the car out of the country now.
Yes.
Well, I was recognising it, yes, of course, that's all. Why?
The first, I'm just reading attractive succulent.
Mm.
Well, that's it.
Well, that looks like a succulent to me, the dark green, glossy.
I told you that in the first place.
Well, you said
that. But what happens to it? I didn't know the name of it.
Mm.
Apparently, he says he's.
Who is it? Read on. Do you want to make another drink of it?
Look, he says here, I've looked with envy at other people's monasteries in full flower. So how
full
big
flower.
Do they grow and when do they flower? I don't know they flower.
Mm.
I wonder what sort of flowers they are. Although my plants have never been inclined to follow suit, still I'm a patient sort, he says.
Mm.
Well, a little pest attack, overwatering and neglect, then you surely survive.
Mm.
Good. To relegate a sickly specimen to the compost heap isn't an act of carelessness, sacrilege.
Mm.
Well, I didn't know that.
Look it up in Titchmarsh's book.
I don't remember that.
You looked it up in Titchmarsh's book, haven't
you? No, but this isn't in Titchmarsh.
No. Fount of all knowledge isn't it, no? Mm.
Well, it can't cover everything.
Does
very well,
but
it's very good
book. Mm. Unless it's under generic name, yes. Oh, friend. Ooh. Yeah. Shut up. All right. Those curtains are really hanging out, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm. You've got more today, isn't it? To me, I bet it's probably.
Maybe.